from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, March 4th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A $250,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest after a postal carrier was shot to death in his delivery vehicle over the weekend in Warren, east of Akron. Around 2 in the afternoon on Saturday, police found 33-year-old Jonte Davis inside a postal van with multiple gunshot wounds. He later died at the hospital from his injuries. Lee Russ heard the shots.
There was 6 shots, and then we heard a car speed up and head that direction down west, down Washington. And then she came out and saw the mail truck coming down the street, and she said, "Oh my God, he's driving weird." We were the first people to arrive there, and he was in bad shape.
Police are calling this a targeted attack. One person was taken to the hospital after a bullet went through an apartment wall in South Toledo on Friday. According to a police report, a man was cleaning his pistol in a unit at the Amherst Apartments on Heather Downs Boulevard when one round went through a wall shared with another apartment and struck the victim, who was lying in bed at the time. In Northeast Ohio, a man has been arrested after making threats to law enforcement and leading police on a chase. ONN's Lena Lai in Cleveland has the story.
In Lorain County, the man is charged with making terroristic threats. The sheriff's office says Joseph Hengst called 911 and made a number of cryptic statements. When officers later tried to pull him over, he sped away. Police say he then called a number of law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, and warned them to, quote, be armed and ready. Deputies tracked down his phone and made the arrest. He's now in the Lorain County jail. I'm Lena Lai.
Ohio's presidential primary is coming up on March 19th. ONN's Doug Petcash in Columbus says voters are already casting ballots.
As of February 29th, nearly 83,000 voters across the state have cast ballots, according to the Secretary of State's office. Just under 32,000 of them by mail-in or drop-off absentee ballot. The other 51,000 voted in person at their county board of elections office. One of the biggest contests they'll be deciding is who will be the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. 3 candidates want the GOP nod to face 3-term incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown in November. They are State Senator Matt Dolan, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, and businessman Bernie Moreno.
I'm Doug Petcash.
Actor and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, in Columbus over the weekend for his annual sports festival, took some time to support the group Ohio Citizens Not Politicians in their effort to get an amendment on the November ballot that would exclude politicians from the Ohio Redistricting Commission and ultimately change the state's voting maps. ONN's Tara Jabor has details.
A push to change the Ohio Redistricting Commission. Right now, it's made up of 3 statewide office holders and 4 state lawmakers. Arnold Schwarzenegger joined the effort for the amendment. Schwarzenegger says he helped create an independent redistricting commission in California and thinks all states should follow.
They draw it in such a way that there is very conservative districts and very liberal districts. But there's no in between.
Citizens Not Politicians has until July to submit their signatures to get that amendment on the ballot in November. Reporting in the studio, Tara Jabor.
In downtown Cincinnati today, an 11-foot bronze statue of abolitionist Harriet Tubman was unveiled at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. The statue will be on display until the end of April and coincides with the release of a series of collectible coins honoring Tubman. Cleveland police had to wrangle some livestock on the loose Saturday when, during routine care and exercise, 2 Cleveland police horses escaped. Traffic on I-90 came to a complete stop until mounted officers eventually caught both horses safely. A record-breaking moment and a winning streak snapped. That's how fans are remembering yesterday's regular season finale for the Ohio State women's basketball team.
She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history.
Iowa star Caitlin Clark became the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record. The Hawkeyes beat the Buckeyes 93-83, and both teams now turn their attention to the Big Ten tournament. The Ohio State women will face the winner of Illinois versus Maryland on Friday afternoon at 12:30. And NBA great and Akron native LeBron James is weighing in on the closure of a restaurant in his hometown because he and his wife apparently made a special memory there. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
After parent company Bloomin' Brands announced the closure of several restaurants, including an Outback Steakhouse location in Akron, LeBron and wife Savannah James took to social media to react. The basketballer replied to a post by his wife mentioning their first date with teary-eyed emojis. LeBron and Savannah will still have some reason to celebrate, though, as the kid from Akron became the first NBA player to score 40,000 career points in a game against the Denver Nuggets on Saturday night. I'm Clay Gordon, ONN.
Special thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.